Hold still, baby. It's just a blindfold, don't worry. It'll all be worth it for the surprise I have waiting for you. Now open your mouth and swallow down this pill. It's not anything bad, I promise. Come on, you can trust me. It'll help make this night way more pleasurable for the both of us. There, all done. You do look pretty. Thank you for letting me dress you up. Most men wouldn't be comfortable enough with their masculinity to ever do this. I know shaving your legs and everything was a bit of a hassle. The makeup wasn't that fun to sit through, and the wig is probably a bit itchy. But I promise you'll have more orgasms than you can handle by the end of tonight. Sorry, I just can't help but admire my work. If I didn't know any better, I'd say weren't a man at all. You totally look like a girl. If I were a guy, I doubt I could resist those nice and full glossy pink lips. Or the cute pert butt of yours. I'm so happy we managed to squeeze you into that leather corset. Those sexy thighs really look great on your legs and complement that slutty little mini skirt you're wearing. And I bet your dick loves the feeling of rubbing against the soft pink panties. Oops, I forgot that I locked up your cock up in a little pink cage, but it's your own good. If you got erect, it would ruin the girl look we've made. Plus, an orgasm is so much better the longer you build it up. You don't look too comfortable with your little dick straightening against its cage, but it's okay. You really shouldn't worry about your penis any longer. You're practically a girl tonight, aren't you? Trust me, you'll love this. Before we get your surprise, though, don't you want to know what the pill I gave you was? It was an estrogen pill. Aw, don't worry. It was only one. And that's definitely not enough to do anything. It's just for a little fun tonight. Now get on your knees. The fun will start soon. So anyways, I kind of have this fantasy. Nothing gets me wetter than seeing a guy dressed up as a sexy slut. So if you want to come, pretend for me that you're one of those porn stars you love so much. While I dominate you a bit, I want you to imagine your little cum-craving whore surrounded by a group of alpha men with big and rock-hard cocks. They are real men, unlike a beta bitch like you, with a small feminine frame, all dressed up like a slutty girl with a useless little dick locked up between your legs. Baby, I don't actually mean it. It's just a bit of a role play. And you're not gay. You're just doing what I'm telling you to. Besides, you're supposed to be a girl right now, remember? Girls love cock, don't they? I'm just trying to help take away your masculinity so you'll better fit the role. I'm sorry if I'm saying things that hurt you, but I'm just acting. It's all pretend, and I promise you'll enjoy everything at the end of the night. So just do it for me, please? Oh, thank you so much. I love you. So where was I? Right. Your dick is so small and pathetic, you can never please a woman with that thing. It doesn't even deserve to be called a penis. It's just an itty-bitty clitty. You should be glad your little sissy clitty is locked away. It's just distraction from you pleasuring others. Speaking of pleasuring others, those men are slowly getting closer and closer. Until their cocks are just inch away from your lips. No matter where you turn to, there'll be a cock right there. And the only way you're getting out of that cage is if you suck out every last drop of cum from these men. Is your mouth salivating yet, cocksucker? Remember, you're not a man. You're a girl. You're my dirty cum slut, and I want you to accept where you belong. So beg. Beg for them to let you suck their cock, to use you like a little whore, to fill and cover you with their hot cum. Do it for me, baby. Wow, that was amazing. Oh, you're going to make such a good whore, honey. I imagine one of those throbbing cocks at the edge of your lips. You want to suck out that cum, don't you? To be one of those girls you fantasize about? To enjoy the thick texture and salty flavor as it slides down your throat? I know you do. Now I'm going to put my hand on the back of your head like this and give you a little push. Keep your mouth open, slut. Now suck that cock, sissy. We're not role playing anymore, faggot. Surprise! My friends volunteered to be your first cock. I hope you don't mind too much. Not that you have much of a choice now. Keep sucking. I can't believe you actually let me do this to you. You're not only dressed like a total slut for me, but you even gave up your manhood, letting me lock down that pathetic clit of yours. Where's your pride? You were never the alpha man. You can never satisfy me with that useless clit of yours. You can't stop sucking, sissy. I want you to really wish up his big cock with your tongue. Give it all your attention. That's right. Tease the head of his cock with your tongue and make sure to lap up any pre-cum that spills out, slut. Go ahead. Stroke his cock while you're licking the tip. Feel how much bigger he is than you? That's a real man cock. You know you never compare. Now start at the base and lick all the way up to the head. Look at you taking orders like a good girl. Keep licking the length of a shaft, just like that faggot. You really do like a cock-loving whore. Do you enjoy pleasing his cock and start sucking? Slowly, taking your time to enjoy it as his cock goes in and out of your mouth. Feel his large cock throb in your mouth and trace his veins with your tongue. Just think about how men are supposed to behave. They're supposed to be big, strong, and dominant. Now look inside yourself. Do you have any of those qualities? You should have realized that you don't have any of those qualities at all. You're weak, submissive, sissy, dressed up like a whore on her knees, sucking cock for me. You secretly love this, don't you? Sure, I might be forcing you. But you're the one whose clitty is twitching in her pretty pink panties. It does turn you on to act like one of those cum sluts you normally jerk to, doesn't it? We both know you're not a real man. You were never a real man. So why not accept your place as my sissy whore? Go ahead. Moan for me as you suck his cock. Yeah, like that. Good girl. Go faster now. Learn your pace. You belong on your knees serving alpha men. Take it deeper. I want you to deep throat his cock. You might gag at first, but it'll go away with enough practice. Oh, you're such a good slut for me. I want you to really give it your all. Because if you don't to make him come down your throat, you're never going to get out of that cage if you couldn't already tell. He's getting closer. Oh, now he's coming, baby. Oh, you're going to have to swallow it. Remember, good girls don't spit, they swallow. That's right, swallow all of this hot, creamy cum, you filthy little whore. There's no going back now. You just made a man orgasm with your mouth. You're a faggot forever. Aw, do you need some relief, baby? Here, I'll give you a way to come. No, I'm not unlocking the cage. If you drop that little girly ass of yours a bit further, there's a dildo that you can ride on. I know you're feeling pent up in that cage, but this is the only way I'll let you squirt. Soon, you'll be taking a real cock up your boy pussy anyway, so might as well start practicing now. Now, I want you to thank my friend before he leaves. Thank him for making you realize just how much of a slut you are. Oh, baby, you're such a good girl. I love you for letting me do this. We're going to have a lot more fun now that you're officially my personal slut.